Coming to an age where you're going to think that's a good idea.
You're coming to an age where you keep pre-shading with black, and I don't think you understand what that means.
I'm a bit concerned. Whoever is piloting your mobile suit seems to be rubbing grease paint into the edges of their panels, and I'm a little bit worried that it just looks like shit.
You know, in my day, the girls didn't care that much about premature pre-shading.
They cared that, but it's 2019.
No, they did. They did. They just didn't say anything.
Yeah, I guess that might be the case, yeah.
It's just a phase.
Appreciating Mom, it looks so, it can look so good, but so many people appreciate with black.
Is black appreciating the scene phase of the Gunpla and scale modeling community?
If you're feeling emo, do some black appreciating. You have to keep on layering on the white, and it's just so difficult.
And of course, we all know white is a really, really great color to paint on. It works wonderfully.
It's
every
like
time,
yellow.
Right?
It's amazing.
Oh God, yellow! Yeah,
yellow is one of the best colors.
Oh, speaking of yellow, I mixed a custom yellow for the Bourbon Zam, and I let my fiance name the color. The name that she came up with was Dog Fart Yellow.
Dog Fart Yellow. That's a visual.
Yep. I have a jar of paint on my workbench.
That's an experience.
It's a yellow liquid, and it just says dog fart on it in Sharpie.
I think that's a great segue.
Yeah,
into why we're here.
Imagine
that's
a dog like sitting in a chalk dust with yellow.
No, God, no.
Getting up and walking around.
We can test the resolution of these mics by recording me vomit.
Yeah, that'd be a great audio test. Anyways, boys, ladies and gentlemen, everyone.
Ladies
on
and
the
or
internet
gentlemen.
World. Welcome to The Cutting Mat. This is episode zero. This is going to be a scale modeling podcast. I would say by builders, by community members, by industry members, for everyone. It's if you build tanks, scale models, militaries, Gundams, Japanese, Initial D, you name it, we'll probably talk about it. This is not going to be a very news-based or what we're building podcast. It's going to be more of a, I would say, a personal touch to it. Almost.
Yeah, one of the things that we found is lacking in the Gunpla podcast or Playmo podcast community in general is a discussion about the community, a sort of a meta-analysis, if you will, into the issues that are currently facing said community. So what can we do to make our community better? Well, we can talk about it on a podcast listened to by thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of
millions.
Hundreds of millions.
Millions of nerds.
That's
10 billion people are going
world.
To listen to this. 5 trillion people have listened to this podcast. and we're 3 minutes into recording it.
It's a lot of people.
Yes.
We'll get sponsors really fast.
5 trillion people.
5 trillion.
Casper Space, Quip Mattresses, you know, everything out
there. Every name you mention will never
every
spawn.
Name.
Oh.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, it is a little bit more about the community side of things, a little bit of the industry side, a little behind the scenes of what goes into making the hobby what it is. And a big part of that is hobby stores. Hobby stores are the backbone, I would say, of this hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Without companies like online, like USA Gundam Store and all that, we wouldn't have the outreach to get to those people that live where there is no Hobby Town USA. There is no local spot to go to. So I think, you know, talking about that, talking about a little more personal stuff, talking about personal struggles with the hobby, what it is to be like a content creator. We'll speak with some content creators about, you know, them doing videos on a schedule and being like a YouTuber and a Twitch streamer and what that does to the enjoyment of the hobby. Because at the end of the day, this is a hobby.
Yep, it's supposed to be fun.
It's supposed to be fun.
Guys, if you didn't know, when you build scale models, you're supposed to be having fun. Now, this is a new concept to me. when I tell people that they're supposed to be having fun at contests, you know, I get strange looks. It's almost as if people forget.
You're supposed to be relaxing,
right?
While
right.
you're doing it.
So it's hopefully we'll be able to remind people about that.
Yeah. So and that's something, you know, we'll talk about that with, you know, burnout. Even a big thing I've learned recently, I mean, just having it myself is a lot of mental illness struggles through this hobby. So that's something we'll talk about. And then we'll also go into like events, IPMS, SCGMC, NCGMC. If you all didn't know that, we're actually the other host of the NCGMC, the North Carolina Gundam Modeling Contest
coming
and
soon.
or /community.
Shameless plug number one.
Same. Yeah. Shameless. Christmas plug number one.
That guys were sponsored by us.
Yeah, sponsored by us. So wow. We don't even need to really, run that down. But we've got a lot of good things for that coming up soon. A lot of great companies, local, getting on board with it that have nothing to do with scale modeling. So I really think it's going to be a great thing. So this is not going to be your typical scale modeling or Gundam Gunpla podcast. If you want to hear about like news of kits coming out, there's plenty of resources for that. You can check out Zach Aurelius. I think like the Gundam Club podcast does that. And then also USAGundam.com has a lot of news on there. Also, I think Gunpla Network does a lot of news.
Oh,
videos,
yeah. Gunpla Network does tons of news. We're just not plugged in. Yeah. It's not that we don't want to give you the news. We just don't want
to deliver it to you.
We live in a hole in the ground and we don't know what's happening.
There's plenty of others out there that are giving it to you. So
yeah, it's one of those things where we can't really improve on that format, I don't think. I think that format of like review videos and all that's really set in stone. There's not much you can do. They have the not saying to discourage anyone that wants to do a review videos or get into that platform, but you'll find it very hard pressed to really change that whole entire template for that. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, and that's kind of I think where everyone goes to when they want to make content is the first thing they jump to is like, well, I buy kits, I can shoot a review video, this should be easy.
I love them. I mean, I love watching review videos. It's very helpful to understand what you're getting from a kit before you buy it. So I don't want to discourage anyone from making review videos. But I have a face for radio, so I don't want to record anything that may have video.
And we'll go ahead and go around the room and introduce ourselves. So Tino, why did you start for us, bud?
Okay, hi, I'm Tino. I go by Big V Roman all over the internet, Instagram, Tumblr. RIP. Facebook, Twitter. I'm a cartoonist mainly. I have mostly been doing straight builds since I started the hobby, but I've been branching out into customizing as well.
Nice, very good. And who's next to you?
Next, which way?
Pick a person.
Across the table from me, this beautiful man right here.
Appreciate that.
Is
handsome
Bailey.
Tino.
Get your hands off Bailey.
Don't you touch him.
Don't you touch him.
I'm sensitive.
He's a national treasure. He's a national treasure. You protect Bailey.
All right, guys. I'm Bailey. I go by Kamau_Zeta on Instagram and other places. I'll have a website working on soon. I customize Gundam and I'm branching out into other stuff as well.
That's
a bit
very
of tanks, bit of Star
broad,
Wars.
Yes.
They're about to inflate my head right now.
Dude,
so.
This guy, Bailey Kamau_Zeta, is one of the best customizers and scratch builders I've ever seen. So definitely check out that Instagram.
Let them find out for themselves. Just check out my Instagram and see.
You'll find out for yourself. You definitely check that
but
out.
But certainly I take inspiration from others, including the person you're listening to just now inflating my head.
Well,
right
real quick, before we get to Brandon here, you're one of the moderators for Tim's streams.
Oh, yeah. I moderate Tim, a good friend of ours, I guess called him an old head in the Gunpla community.
Oh, for sure.
Tim Chaldameca.
That's
Tim
offensive.
Tim Harkins.
Is it?
You can't say that on a
old
podcast.
Head.
Old head?
Wow. Why are you still saying
God.
Oh, my
no.
God. Stop.
Oh, that's terrible. We're going to mess them up.
They're going to take us off the
we're
air.
We're going to get sued. Sorry, Tim.
He's a great guy, and I mod his YouTube stream Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, 10 to 12. It's a very, very good stream. Learn a lot on it.
Good stuff. And who do you have next to you that's going to caress you so gently during this podcast?
Brandon. Just gave me a look.
That was a very strange, awkward connection between Bailey
this
and I.
This podcast is going to be very intimate.
But he's an awesome guy. Let him introduce himself.
Hi, I am Brandon. I go by Mecha Genre online, and I run a website called MechaGenre.com, where I post tutorials and some of my builds, which I've entered in various contests. And sometimes I do well, sometimes I don't, so please check that out. Pay extra attention to the times I don't do well because
basically,
those are the most interesting.
He's the guy that knows the stuff that you need to know.
I know three things. The first one is I know which shoes go on which feet. The second thing is I know how to build a model kit after having drank too much bourbon. And the third one is I know how to unclog an airbrush after it dried overnight with paint in it.
That's a good thing.
That's
to
a
know,
lot
actually.
Of good skills, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
That's,
really good.
That's end of list, though. That's end
that's
of list.
It. Are you going to add on to it? Just
no,
those
no.
Three?
That's I can't. I'm too
You've
old
plateaued.
To learn. I can't learn anything new. Yep. So yeah, go to mechagenre.com to learn those three things. Guys, the most important part about having a website is being specific, and I've really found my niche with those things. Now, one guy who knows more than three things, sitting to my left, is Joel.
Oh man, I don't think I know more than two things, honestly.
No, yeah, I was just trying to help. Joel knows one and a half things.
Man, so yeah, if you guys don't know, my name is Joel. I go online by True Gunpla. I think I've been involved this community wise two to three years, and I do everything but a lot of building. I don't have a lot of time for building. When I do, I'm starting to get into that routine.
It's kind of a running joke.
It's the running joke. Like, are you actually going to build something? And then, you know, the day before the meet, I'll just, you know, sleep deprived, build a whole entire kit, paint it, weather it, everything, and it's good to go, ready to ship out. But no, I do a lot of community work. We work with the local store here, online community, the GBA. I'm one of the leaders for the Gunpla Builders Association. I do a lot of YouTube stuff, a lot of Twitch stuff. I say that, but there has been a lot of activity. We recently moved into a new house. There's a whole vlog on that if you guys want to watch that. But the main premise of my channel, what I do, is community-based. It's a lot of stuff for the community, usually by the community. There's very, very few content that's going to be, you know, just my work put into it. But I do build. I really like doing weathered, mainly like snow builds. That seems to be my general motif. Try to blend in elements of, like, you know, metal music and all that stuff for my job into my build. So it's a lot of fun. But we are collectively the Cutting Mat Podcast, and also the host of NCGMC. We talked about that earlier. We'll That's be talking right. about that extensively in this podcast.
Yep, more to come.
Because the goal with that, honestly, is to get other people to start their own. If we can get all the different states to come together and you'd be like, hey, you know, we have this formula that works.
Mm-hmm.
It worked really well with SCGMC. I think it can work worldwide as well. So, yeah, this is the introductory episode for this. Just kind of giving you guys the rundown of what's going to be happening on this. Most of the episodes will be around 45 minutes or so. We don't have a schedule in terms of when they'll be uploaded, like a weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. I think we're going to start off and try to hit that monthly with the main episode and maybe some side episodes. Myself and Craig, he goes online as Flynnberger, will be building machine Krieger kits for the first time.
Awesome dude.
Yeah, great dude, great builder. You can check him out. I think it's just Flynnberger, or maybe like _ Flynnberger, something like that online. He does really good YouTube videos. He's located in Australia. He's actually working on his GBWC right now, and it's an amazing concept.
It's looking good, yeah.
It's such a good thing. And that's someone too I want to have on when we talk about, you know, the burnout, some of the mental struggles with the hobby, especially as, you know, someone that makes content as well. He'll have a lot of perspective for us on that one. So thank you guys so much for checking out the first episode, episode zero. You know, these should be a lot of fun. This is going to be stuff that it's by the community, for the community. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. So until next time, you guys have a good one. I think we can use the same tagline as I use: enjoy the hobby for yourself. Because at the end of the day,
enjoy the hobby for yourself.
Yeah, because it's a hobby. It's not a job.
Yep.
And if you make it as a job, make sure you still enjoy it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can get paid doing your hobby, that's fantastic. Just beware of the oversification effect, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yep.
All right. So we'll see you guys next time. Episode one coming out pretty soon.
Yep.
If not, it might be already out.
Wait, hold on.
Do we have a time machine? Can we tell this real quick? Brandon, hit the time machine. We're to go forward and then go backwards and go forward.
The time machine has a very distinctive sound, so I'm going to need some time to... Okay, ready?
Okay.
Yes. Did you get... That was the time machine. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're laughing from the future.
That's a future laugh, not a past laugh. Past laugh would be like... I think. I don't know. I've never been in the past.
It's so long ago, you know.
Dear God, let's just end this thing.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Jesus.